From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Friday, March 31st. Coming up, we'll learn more about how Illinois lawmakers are working to hold crisis pregnancy centers accountable if they use deceptive practices. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A severe weather threat is headed towards central Illinois this evening. Shambana weather meteorologist Andrew Pritchard has more.
A widespread outbreak of severe thunderstorms, including the potential for damaging winds, large hail, and a few tornadoes, is expected across portions of the Midwest and southern U.S. today into tonight. Multiple rounds of thunderstorms are possible across central Illinois, with an increasing risk for severe weather through the day on Friday. Scattered thunderstorms are expected to lift into portions of central Illinois on Friday afternoon as a warm and unstable air mass lifts into the region. Afternoon storms will primarily pose a risk for large hail and damaging winds as they track rapidly northeast. As an area of low pressure lifts into the Midwest this evening, additional thunderstorms are forecast to develop ahead of an approaching cold front. This most severe round of storms will track through central Illinois during the evening hours, with a risk for damaging wind gusts, large hail, and a few tornadoes. Storms will move rapidly to the northeast at 50 to 60 miles per hour. Watch for rapidly changing weather conditions and additional watches and warnings through the day on Friday. Thunderstorms and the risk for severe weather will shift east of the area by midnight tonight. I'm Shambana weather meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
Tensions were high at an Illinois Senate hearing this week as lawmakers debated a measure aimed at crisis pregnancy centers. Democratic sponsor Selena Villanueva says her bill would allow patients to sue centers if they feel misled from seeking abortion care.
We're talking about misleading, deceptive practices that are happening in our state by people who are confusing, manipulating people who are seeking an abortion in this state that is legal.
Republicans like Senator Sue Rezin say the definition of deceptive practices is too broad.
People's beliefs, religious beliefs in crisis centers that they may believe are true, but not in line with the abortion centers. Are you, the Attorney General, going to be the deciding factor of what's deceptive?
Crisis pregnancy centers are often Christian-run, nonprofit clinics. The bill awaits further debate in the Senate. Governor J.B. Pritzker announced yesterday more than $197 million in federal grants to update freight train infrastructure statewide. Pritzker says projects such as one in Decatur to build an overpass bridge will help communities in central and downstate Illinois.
Modernized infrastructure is bringing more businesses and new jobs and faster commutes and fewer car repairs.
The announcement follows the approved merger of Canadian Pacific and Kansas City Southern, which received pushback from community leaders and lawmakers. Critics say the merger will increase train traffic in the Chicago suburbs by 400% and could pose a threat to public safety by delaying emergency vehicles. Pritzker did not address the merger, but says the money invested statewide will modernize infrastructure to decrease delays and cause less blockages. Hundreds of school children and families will descend on the University of Illinois this weekend to learn about the impact of science and technology on their lives. Illinois Newsroom's Reginald Hardwick reports.
As I enter the atrium of the Beckman Institute, natural light shines down on dozens of research projects. I walk up to Luis Rodriguez Coet, an engineering PhD student in the Autonomous Materials Systems Group. He has a Captain America shield on his table.
This, unfortunately, even though it's very sturdy, very strong, it requires a lot of pressure and heat to make. So there's a lot of waste that goes into just making the material.
U of I scientists are trying to find ways to make plastics like this reusable.
How can we take these materials that have already been made, break them down into their initial components, and then reuse them for the same application?
A few feet away, Noel James, postdoctoral student in the Auerbach Neuroscience Lab, tests a rat's hearing versus mine. The fuzzy creatures are not here, just on a TV screen.
We work on hearing and how the brain thinks about hearing. And we use rats to do this. but we can't ask a rat how loud does this sound. So instead, we use how quickly they can respond.
To be tested, you wear one of several colorful headphones and react to different volumes of tone. How did I do? I have good hearing, but...
So you are slow compared to our rats. Our rats are fast.
Learn about everything from muscles to molecules at the Beckman Open House all day Friday and Saturday. Reginald Hardwick, Illinois Newsroom.
Still to come, we'll learn more about how Illinois lawmakers want to crack down on crisis pregnancy centers that use deceptive practices. That story is next on 217 Today.
The April 4th election is right around the corner. I'm Illinois Public Media education reporter Emily Hayes. Before you vote, check out the Election 2023 section of IllinoisNewsroom.org. You can read profiles and stories about local mayoral and school board races. That's at IllinoisNewsroom.org, powered by Illinois Public Media.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. Illinois is home to dozens of crisis pregnancy centers located throughout the state. They're usually nonprofit, Christian-based facilities that offer ultrasounds, pregnancy testing, and STI medication. But there's one type of reproductive care service they don't offer and will sometimes steer patients away from. And that's raising eyebrows among some state lawmakers. Mawa Iqbal has the story.
Empower Life Center is run by Peoria Rescue Ministries in Central Illinois. Nurse practitioner Jamie Holliker answers the phone on a slow Monday afternoon.
We welcome you to come in for an appointment so you make the best decision for yourselves and you have all the options and what to expect before, during, and after, but we don't actually have the pills. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Were they asking about the abortion pill? Yeah.
Much of the center's staff is volunteers from the area churches. Holliker says calls like this come in all the time. People asking if they provide pills like mifepristone to end a pregnancy. But the center doesn't offer abortion services, medication, or contraceptives, nor do they refer patients for these services. And when pregnant patients come to the center considering an abortion, this is what they are told.
And I know this is, it's hard to think outside of that box right now, but I challenge you to think of yourself in like 3, 4, 5 years down the road and looking back on this.
She says because they are a faith-based organization, abortion referrals are not within the scope of what they do. But the Illinois State Supreme Court ruled in 2020 that crisis pregnancy centers, known as CPCs, are in fact required to refer patients for abortion services and contraceptives. And some state lawmakers are arguing that certain CPCs are going even further than just refusing to provide information. They say many of these centers use deceptive tactics to steer patients away from abortion care. That's why two Democratic state lawmakers recently introduced their own versions of legislation that would allow patients to sue if they feel a center did that. Andrea Swartzen-Ruber says there are nearly 100 centers here in Illinois. She's a public health professor specializing in reproductive health at the University of Georgia.
In general, high levels of inaccurate health information, in particular about abortion and the risks of abortion, a lot of disinformation, categorizing abortion as a very unsafe, risky type of service.
Swartzen-Ruber says many centers will advertise themselves on their websites as health clinics that offer the full range of reproductive care, while concealing their religious affiliations and anti-abortion ideologies. She also says most facilities are not medically licensed with the state in which they operate. A spokesperson from the Illinois Department of Public Health confirmed that the CPCs here are not licensed with the state. However, Swartzen-Ruber says some people she surveyed valued CPCs, like one patient who was offered snacks and material resources.
Unfortunately, this person thought she was also getting prenatal care from a crisis pregnancy center, which they do not provide. So she received no prenatal care services throughout the duration of her pregnancy. In fact, when she went to deliver, she drove herself to the emergency room.
Back at Empower Life Center in Peoria, staffers stock the Blessings Boutique, a little room tucked away near the back with donated baby clothes, diapers, and toys. This is where expecting mothers can come shop for free supplies after their appointments.
So different types of breastfeeding supplies. Sometimes they just need part of the breast pump kit.
Alicia Womer is manager of the center. She and her staffers are praying that the bills allowing patients to sue centers like theirs won't advance through the State House. Between the scripture quotes on the wall and Bible study classes offered, Holiker says they're pretty upfront about their religious views.
We don't want to deceive at all. Mm-hmm. We want to be there for the whole person, mm-hmm. regardless of where they are with their journey and where their thought process is.
Unless part of that journey includes seeking abortion, which Holiker says their staff can't, in good conscience, refer for. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be cloudy and windy with thunderstorms likely and a high of 68 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Andrew Pritchard, Cameron Cutinello, Reginald Hardwick, and Mawa Iqbal. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farah Anderson. 2 on 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.